What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, VA, and Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and join their team. Brian Baldinger joins us at 7:20. Nick Dowd at 8:25 from the Washington Capitals. They're on the road tonight to take on Ottawa, trying to grab 2 points north of the border.
Coach Carberry yesterday was telling us that Dowd is almost kind of a coach on the bench, right?
Yeah, he said he's one of his go-to guys, right? Isn't that essentially what he said? I thought it was something like that.
You asked him about how they do the line changes, and he said, well, he does the forwards and the other guy does the defense, but that Dowd and I can't remember the other guy or the other guys who chime in like, hey, who's going in?
Yeah. Right.
It's got to be confusing. I would never be able to keep track of it.
Was he pissed off because didn't they lose? Did they?
No, they're coming off a win.
They've kind of turned things around a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
It's their first winning streak in a month.
Yeah. So I think they rallied a little bit.
11 game point streak at home, which is always good.
They went from being kind of like 500 in their last 10 to like 6-1-3 in their last 10.
Right.
It's a lot better.
6-1-3. Correct.
I mean, they're the top points team in the league right now, at least in the East.
They're tied.
63 points.
They might have less games than the other team.
But they've got more points than they got the most points in the Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they're tied with Winnipeg.
At least as of yesterday, they were tied.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're rolling.
All right, before we hit the skids, I did want to tell you a quick.
You got two teams in town that are rolling.
It's good.
And you got two teams
thing.
That.
Yeah.
Quick anecdote. Yesterday, after all that drama at the rehab center, I went home and my wife was tired running around with my kids. And my daughter and everything, and my youngest. And I said, you know what? You guys just want to go to the club for dinner. We don't have to make dinner. So we did it last second, went to the club for dinner.
Very nice.
And I always love going to eat there. You know, Cakes and I remembers out at Norbeck. And but initially when I sat down, I'm kind of crestfallen. I'm like, wow, it's crowded in here.
Right.
And I was a little crestfallen because I saw this lady hooking up her speaker.
Okay.
And I went, oh, I know what that means.
I know what that means.
Yeah. And I went, oh, no. Is this like... bingo night?
It's either
something.
Music bingo or trivia night. It's one of those two. I get butt sliced.
I've been there before for like music, and they're playing music and stuff. And you know, whatever floats your boat.
Sure.
When I go to dinner, I'm not trying to hear music trivia.
Oh, I'm all about it.
But it ended up being 80s hits. It ended up being trivia night.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't even know if I can stomach this. I need to decompress. Yeah. It's been a long day.
Sure.
But my daughters are there, and my daughter, you know, Meg, she's going back to school in a couple days. She's like, no, we should do it, Dad. So she went up and she got the thing. I got all into it.
Yeah.
I got all into
it's competition.
The trivia. There were 5 rounds, I think it was.
Yeah, how many people are participating?
There were like 10 or 12 teams, maybe 50, 60 people.
The competitive juices started flowing.
All of a sudden, and by the way, you know, it's not like Jeopardy. They dumb it down for you, right? So I'm nailing these. Like some of them, it's like.
How do you get in? Do they give you a paddle or?
No, you got to go up and get a form.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to write it down.
Oh, it's not like a timed thing.
Well, I mean, she asked the question. There's a TV with the question, but she asked the question. You write it down. She goes, question two, you write it down.
No, I meant it's not like Jeopardy, like the first person to buzz in.
You write it down and then she scores you.
Hey, what was your team name?
Well, we botched it.
Red Nickel Bickle?
I'll tell you this. We botched it. And this is why. Because we put Bickle, okay? Other people did like team names.
Yeah.
And then, so initially, I was like, we were second after like the second round.
Okay.
And it was like three monsters, Bickle.
Right.
You know, whatever. And then as it progressed, we started plummeting. I was oh, this is embarrassing. Because
everyone's seeing your name fall down.
Everyone's seeing your name fall.
Hey, so look at that dummy over there. Doesn't know the capital of Italy.
Right. And what was funny is I actually was scoring points with my wife because there were a few sports questions in there that anybody with one testicle would have gotten. You know, like
give us an example.
What was who's one of only three coaches to win a Super Bowl and an NCAA championship, He won at Oklahoma and in Dallas.
Anybody's
right? So, like, literally, anybody with a testosterone score of 1 will get that. And I'm like, Barry Switzer. And my wife looks at me. And then she's stunned. And then it was like, this Yankee was a unanimous Hall of Fame selection. And if whatever it was, 2019, I go, Mariano Rivera. Yeah. Boom. Mm-hmm. And then my wife, I mean, I'm scoring points. I'm thinking, well, I'm going to get lucky tonight. I mean, like, yeah, I'm like, she's really, like, into me.
Yeah, all that sports
and then
knowledge.
I got a couple. Sports. There was one I didn't even, you know how sometimes your brain, you'll answer something, but you don't even know why you know it? No. My brain, believe me, my brain was freezing. But there's a couple things where they were asking something about a smaller stream going into a bigger stream or something. And I just said, tributary. I don't know. I don't even know what a tributary is. I don't know.
Just pulled it.
But it just came to my brain.
Came out of your butt.
Yeah, and my daughter goes to Cornell. She didn't know it. And so now I'm scoring points with my daughter.
Very good.
And so
you're flexing.
But then here's where the
brain. And you got exposed.
Here's where I got exposed. The brain fog came in and where my kids weren't as good.
Oh, Instagram straight flex.
My wife was virtually useless on, was the music ones.
Oh,
so in the now all I thought about was cake, because I was like, "Oh my god,
yeah, he would have been nailing it."
This song we played at HFS.
I mean,
7 million times.
I would have destroyed.
And I was like, and my wife was saying, "Third Eye Blind." I go, "No, it's not Third Eye Blind." And
Spin Jumper,
Spin Doctors. It's Lit.
It was Lit.
My Own Worst Enemy.
Yeah, and I was like,
"You needed me there."
I know. I was like, I was telling my kids, I was like, "Cakes will get this." I just don't know it. And then the other one was, there was like 5 of them, and of course my daughter, played over and over, and I was like,
"We've played it a billion times."
I said,
times,
"No, it's not Third Eye Blind. It's not." I said, "We played it a million times."
I just saw them at the most recent iteration of the HF Festival.
Yeah, I think I've seen them live.
I helped introduce them.
Was this
their
closer?
I can't remember.
Yeah,
I don't have that many.
Yeah.
But
Ziploc bag is so light. So good.
I know there was another one that I thought it was Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
And I didn't know. I mean, I just didn't know. I've heard the song 7 million times, but you know me, I don't know
Cashmere,
classic rock.
I'm guessing.
I don't know.
Stairway to Heaven. And who knows?
It turned out, and then there was a theme. So we couldn't figure out the theme, but it was all bands with an L.
Oh, right? Okay.
And so we finally figured it out later.
Were you the youngest people there?
No.
Oh, really?
All ages. All ages.
Hmm. No. Whole lot
was it
of love.
Was it a whole lot of love?
Yeah. No, a smash.
I think I would have gotten that. Try another one.
They
got quite the catalog.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to go Cashmere.
It's classic rock, and I'm not good
rock
at it.
And roll.
I thought it was like freaking Black Sabbath. I didn't know. I just didn't know.
I understand. It's fine.
And so we got exposed. I think we got like 5 out of 10 on that one, and then you saw Bickle start to plummet down, and then it was like humiliating.
By the way,
right?
I had inside skinny. I had boots
that
on.
This is the one.
It's I had boots on the ground that texted me at around 7:45. They're like, Bickle's playing trivia in Norpac, and I was distraught because, I mean, it's almost bedtime for me, and you're there like at 8 o'clock.
Oh, you know what? Harwood told you.
No, I have a different mole.
Yeah, it definitely was a mole. I'm telling you.
I got a mole.
What's the prize? Is there a prize?
It was just like a bottle of wine.
You know what it was?
Shop credit.
Free hour in the sim.
Oh.
Free hour in the sim, which I wouldn't kill for.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You don't get hours of sim included?
They nickel and dime you on the little stuff.
Oh, wow.
They nickel and dime you on the little stuff.
If you're a
country club member, but you got to pay extra.
Yeah, but it's not like you're paying a $100,000 initiation. It's not like congressional or something. You know what I mean?
We may just have to have a quick discussion with Pat.
Yeah, about getting hooked?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I think we should get
I mean, he's getting a little added value here.
Right.
I'm not going to lie.
but anyway, so we got exposed on that one. We got 5 out of 10 points. But the one that slaughtered us was, I think this is right, they showed, you guys would have done well on that. They showed like 9 pictures of license plates.
Oh, I would have crushed.
And you had to, you know. You
I'm
just,
good with license plates.
We got
plates.
The one with the tree. I said, Oregon.
No, right. That's South Carolina.
South Carolina.
No, this one was Oregon. One. No. This one was. It was.
It wasn't a palmetto tree?
No. It was like a pine tree or something. You know, I don't know. Whatever.
Might have been Washington. Doesn't Washington have a tree on it, Drab?
No, we have Mount Rainier.
Ugh.
Oregon has a tree right in the middle.
Yeah.
Very good.
I got that.
I'm not as good as I thought.
Most license plates
have
some
stuff.
Sort of landscape.
I got Texas. Like, who couldn't get Texas? But they were like, and then whatever the final category was, I can't even remember. We got 2. So we went from second place. We finished, I think, ultimately sixth out of like 12.
No sim time for you.
No sim time for you.
Middle of the pack, respectable.
Middle of the pack, but it's humiliating because I'm going to assume most people don't know who you are. And yeah, I should have named it like the four dummies or something. I shouldn't have named it Bickle. Like I'm the only one.
They're watching you free fall.
Yeah, you're watching you free fall. And it's like public humiliation. You could kind of do it on the down low if you name yourself.
He would have gotten free fallen by Tom Petty.
I think I would have gotten it.
You get that too.
But for a while there,
trivia's funny,
like
B. Trivia's why we do game show Wednesday and the phone lines light
trivia
up.
Trivia fun, music bingo, fun. All they are is fun.
We stumbled onto it,
fun
and I
group
was
activities.
Angry about it at first, but I ended up enjoying.
Yeah, you're hostile.
Trivia's butt fun. I don't think it's not.
It was actually fun. It was fun. I think do they do like a bingo? They don't do it like a bingo, do they?
They do music bingo. I don't know if they do.
I think I was there for music bingo one time, and it made me crazy. Because I'm trying to enjoy dinner, and just, I don't know.
Yeah, then they're playing Men Without Hats, safety dance.
But
silly. Then you put it on your phone. You mark it.
I did get
put
into
an
it.
X on it.
So anyway, carry on. Sorry. Oh, let me hit the skins.
Sure.
Have time?
Sure, we have time. We always have time.
You would have known this song.
Don't Sleep.
Oh yeah. I'm sleeping on the read. Hit the Skins brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the Skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Well, then grab a 12-ounce can. You can get both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You score 10% off. Don't Sleep makes you great, in case you didn't know.
All right, so this is interesting. This is maybe only interesting to me, but I've kind of mentioned it all season that I haven't loved the Commanders' approach on kickoffs. Now, their special teams have been praised. They've been pretty good all year. Mm-hmm. Some people were saying their special teams coach should get some consideration, maybe some other jobs.
Is that Larry Izzo?
I think so, yeah. And so I haven't loved their approach, though, because, for one, they've had some kickers that are kicked short, but they also, they're not afraid to kick it off short. They've allowed 73 kickoff returns this season, most in the NFL. 16 more than the second closest team. So the Detroit writers are picking up on this and noticing, hey, this is an opportunity for Detroit that they don't often have.
Who's the return man? Do they use Jameson Williams? I doubt it.
Not sure who the kickoff returner is for Detroit.
I doubt they do, but they got a ton of fast guys. So
but Washington, have they allowed a touchdown this year? I don't think they have.
They've done well.
Yeah.
They've done well, so it's worked out for them. They rank ninth in kickoff return average allowed.
It's a good strategy.
So they're top 10, and they've recovered two fumbles on kickoffs.
I think it's actually worked out for them more often than not, because if you kick it in the end zone, it starts at the 30 now. And a lot of times they're stopping the kick returners short of the 30.
Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. It's a double-edged sword. They have been good at it, but it does give you an opportunity to make a play that you otherwise wouldn't have. So they respect Washington. It's not like they're talking trash about it. Mm-hmm. The special teams coach was asked about it. He said, these guys are really good. They do a great job in all phases. Punt return, kickoff return. He says their special teams coordinator is a guy that I respect a lot, Larry Izzo. But it does give an opportunity to them to make a play. I always get nervous.
Sione Vaki is their kick returner.
What's his deal? Probably some super fast guy, right?
I'm not sure where he ranks, but
he's their current guy because I'm looking at their stats and they had 15 attempts. I don't even see that guy's name. Oh, no, I do. He had
Vaki.
He only had two.
Well,
that tells you how few kickoff returns there are. Yeah. That according to ESPN.com stats, I'm looking at returning on kickoffs, they had 15 all season.
Right.
In 17 games.
Right.
Less than one kick return per game.
And we've given up 73.
Mm-hmm.
So
a different approach.
Yeah. So it's something to keep an eye on. I get nervous. To their credit, they've made it work for them. But it's something to keep an eye on. Now, just a little side note here. I know we don't have a lot of time in this segment, but there's been talk that Tom Brady, this is going to be it for him, right? That the conflict of interest, being an owner or whatever.
Super Bowl will be his last broadcast?
Yes, that it's not, and I actually believe it. So Sampson's the one that went public. The guy that we have on, David Sampson, used to be the president of the Marlins. He
pretty much guaranteed that this is his last year.
Yes, I think he's right because, first of all, Brady's boring, not that comfortable at it, and the conflict of interest thing is a real thing when you're an owner. And Florio, of course, he loves all this kind of stuff. This is right up his alley. He's writing about the fact that conflict of interest is going to take center stage during the Commanders-Lions. Why is it taking center stage, Lurch?
Ooh. Hold on, which one?
Commanders-Lions game. Why is Tom Brady's conflict of interest?
Conflict of interest.
Yeah.
I know exactly why.
Yeah. Cakes, go ahead, fill them in.
Because the Raiders are hot for Ben Johnson to hire him.
Hot for Aaron Glenn. So,
have they interviewed both of those guys?
No, I don't know that they have, but they're interested in, right?
Oh, okay.
So, you know, how does he broadcast that? You know what I mean? All these things factor in.
He's just got to call it the way he sees it. You can't give favoritism to Ben Johnson just because
he's probably talked to him about that. You know,
he's going to keep it professional.
Of course he's going to keep it professional, but there's an undercurrent there that you sometimes you can't even subconscious.
Right.
You know what I mean? Maybe you're showing a little more favoritism to this, you know, team or whatever. So, I don't know. This is the kind of thing that Florio goes crazy about.
And the Raiders are not interested in Kingsbury?
I don't know. They might be.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. They might be. I know those are the two, so then there's three guys
that
you can point to.
All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by Brian Baldinger. We'll take a look around the NFL playoffs. We'll break down Lions, Commanders, and more with Baldy next.